Eagles fans everywhere checking out practice from the Novacare Complex. Bo Wolf and Chris McPherson here looking at the quarterbacks and tight ends. Tight ends, a very deep group here for this team. Chris, last year they kept four. I think the expectation they may do that again, but good competition here. We'll see what happens.
Phenomenal competition. Brent Celek said that he hopes that this group can be the best in the entire National Football League from top to bottom. It's certainly the best group that he's seen since he came here as a fifth-round pick back in 2007. Obviously, with he and Zach Ertz ascending at the top there, James Casey, a great role player. And after that, you have Emil Iguanagu, who has some playing experience, and then Trey Burton and Blake Annan battling for another, hopefully, to find a way onto a roster, whether it's here, the practice squad, or with another team.
Yeah, and I think there's a possibility they only keep three tight ends, but we'll go right now with the guess that it'll be four, and we'll see. And, of course, you can always find a guy somewhere else too. But obviously everybody has big expectations and hopes for Zach Ertz in his second season, him growing as a player. We talked about this the other day. End of the season, who has more receptions, Brent Celek or Zach Ertz?
Ooh, let's see. End of the season, I think it's really going to be close because Brent Celek's ability to stay on the field for all three downs, even though in certain situations you might be able to see them on the field a lot more. I think that's really going to be the key, is how much more will you see Zach Ertz on the field? I know that he played a lot more in the second half of the season as he got more and more comfortable with the offense, but will he be able to have that role from the get-go? But the way that Brent Celek has played throughout training camp, he capped off Monday's training session. Yes, it was Sunday's training session. I've lost track of the days here during training camp.
It all runs together in training camp, my friend.
It runs together in training camp. But Sunday's open practice capped it off with a beautiful touchdown, even though he was draped by Connor Barwin in covers to finish off the day. So he and Nick Foles have developed a nice rapport. So I'm certainly not going to count Brent Celek out in terms of leading the tight end group in receptions this season.
I will hedge my bets. I will say that Brent Celek has more catches, Zach Ertz has more yards and touchdowns. How about that?
I think that's a fair assessment. I certainly think that Zach Ertz is going to be a deadly weapon inside the red zone with his ability to work in space and also to flex out wide and to be able to stretch the seam. So I definitely think that, especially from the 23rd yard line, I think he can do a lot of damage. So that wouldn't surprise me if Brent Celek might be the leader in catches, but Ertz is the one who ends up getting most of the touchdowns at the end of the day.
And then an interesting group of those guys fighting after that, and they're going to have to prove themselves in the preseason games. Emil Iguanagu, a former fullback. He played linebacker in college. He really can do it all. He was on this team last year because he's a good blocker, reliable special teams player. The two undrafted rookies behind him, Trey Burton, very athletic, more of an H-back type of guy. His question is whether he can prove that he can hold up blocking in line. And then Blake Annan is more of a guy who looks like a prototypical tight end, but he only had about less than 20 catches, I think, in his college career at Cincinnati. He has to prove, I guess, that he can play at this level as well.
I think you hit the nail on the head with all those guys. Emil Iguanagu, someone who is very versatile, but as you said, more of a blocking and special team specialist. Can he help out the offense more in the pass game? You look at Blake Annan, one thing he needs to do a better job is securing the football. You mentioned that lack of experience in being able to catch the ball at Cincinnati. He's very athletic, but needs to be more consistent in his ability to catch the ball. And Trey Burton, similar to James Casey, a Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades, can do a myriad of things. It'll be interesting to see how the Eagles utilize him in the preseason games.
And we'll find out for the first time this Friday night when the Eagles open up the preseason against the Chicago Bears. For Chris McPherson, I'm Bo Wolf. That's your look at the tight ends during Monday's practice at the Novacare Complex.